the more I listened, the more I felt like, you know, somebody's got to record this guy. I mean, we got to get some of this on some kind of a tape. And long story short, we ended up, I had a old buddy of mine from college in Texas, and he had some money, and we pooled some money together and came back out and did the original Monty album. And, you know, it was one of those, as I said, you know, when I look back on it now, I mean, we were either crazy, and I think we were crazy, quite frankly. I
right.
really do.
But
I think we loved the music.
So you in producing it, I'm getting people together. You recognized this guy had talent, and you decided more people have to hear not just what he has to play, but also what he has to say. And we'll play some cuts this hour from Jim Sullivan. Talk about who he was as a person a little bit. What kind of guy was Jim Sullivan?
He was just one of these great old Irishmen. I mean, he loved to drink, probably in excess, but all of us were doing that at the time anyway. He loved to play music. He loved to sit on a stool in a bar, smoke a cigarette, have a glass of scotch and soda, and play his music. That's what he loved doing.
Right. What about his family?
Lovely. I mean, it was my family. None of us had any money.
Sure.
You know, we had potluck dinners practically every night. We were either at Jim Hewart and Jeannie's house, or we were at the Sullivan's house, or we were at my house.
Right. But he was happy. He had a
great sense of. I mean, he loved joking around. He wasn't a joke teller. He loved the insanity, I think, of humor.
Right.
I mean, he could find the strangest things to come up with, and it, if somebody had just said it to you flat out, you'd have thought, what the heck is he talking about? But the way Jim did it, all of a sudden you were laughing at something.
You had no idea
what you were laughing at, of course. But
right. Well, and so we're talking about this guy, Jim Sullivan. There's a new album out that's a reissue of his one great work, and then he disappears. And then when by saying he disappears, what I'm getting at is he was not suicidal. He wasn't talking about not having a future. In fact, after this album gets produced, he still has high hopes for his music, and he should. It's a really good album. When this album came out originally, what year was it that UFO, this album by Jim Sullivan, originally came out?
Well, the original Monty album came out we recorded in 1969. And I think probably within, well, I'm guessing 4, 5, 6 months, we released it on Monty.
Okay.
The problem was, Ian.
You mean by this just for people that don't just on Monty meaning?
Actually, Monty came from Chad Delaney's young firstborn daughter, and her name was Manuela.
So we're talking about Monty Records.
Monty Records.
Right.
That was the original. And when we went into the studio and of course then recorded everything with the Wrecking Crew and Jimmy Bond, and now of course they're famous in their own rights.
Right.
You know, but
well,
let's
explain that actually who the Wrecking Crew was, because that's an important piece of this album. This was not just some guy that went into a studio and recorded an album. To some degree, he came in with a pretty good backing
in the Wrecking Crew. This was the A call. I mean, we were amazed. I mean, when you say this today, and it's hard, honestly, it's hard for me to realize, number one, at the time, not knowing that much about it, certainly not knowing that much about musicians. But when you start throwing names out like Don Randy on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, who did the arrangements, Earl Palmer on drums. I mean, quite honestly, it's almost a joke now at the cost of the album. You couldn't get three guys doing a birthday party now for the money we spent on it.
Right.
We had strings. We had brass. It was things just it 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 was I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, it's easy to say, and it's probably overused, but it was, for us, it was magic.
I totally get that. So the album comes out, and Jim Sullivan, again, before his disappearance, talk about the reception for this album when it originally came out.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Ian, obviously, Jim was elated. Chad and I were elated. Barbara and Chris were his wife and son. We were all excited about it. Bob Gender, his manager. We thought we had something. I mean, we were knocked out. I mean, everybody can pick little things and whatever, but it was Jim Sullivan's. It was a part of Jim Sullivan's sound that we really wanted to get out there.